Good afternoon, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Bomber. I am well, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. No, thank you. I'm very good, and thank you for asking. Much appreciated. Well, as you know, lots of talks about properties at the moment, whether they're going up, whether they're going down, and it seems to be a little bit of an issue with especially a lot of renters. But tell us a little bit about the latest clearance rates that are happening at the moment.
Yes, auction clearance rates at the moment are hovering around the sort of 79-80%. Most recently was 79% clearance rate. Prior to that was 80% clearance rate. And so when we're at that type of level, that tends to indicate it's a seller's market. And I think part of the reason for there being such a strong clearance rate at the moment is there's just simply a lack of supply. There's not enough houses for people wanting to buy them at the moment.
Yes. But what's pushing that? What's driving that?
I think it's a fundamental lack of housing being built. So coming out of what's happened over the past few years, and builders have been going bust and the cost of materials going up and availability of trades and so forth, there is just far more demand with immigration and lots of factors, far more demand for houses than there are available properties. There's just not enough houses being built at the moment.
Yes, well, I'd probably have to agree. So tell us about the market update, and are Melbourne properties pricing dropping? I heard a little bit of a little on the pipeline that pricing of our housing are starting to drop. Is that true?
So I think what we need to remember with any market, Melbourne or Sydney or wherever you are, that in Melbourne we've got 330-plus suburbs, and each suburb to some degree is its own little microorganism. So not everything is doing the same thing. So the change in prices for April was zero. So there was no change at all for Melbourne prices. So they haven't gone up, haven't gone down. But they had been trending down prior to that. And for the 3 months before, leading up to January, they were down 0.8%. So They're tracking fairly steadily at the moment. There's been a slight drop, but you need to look at the individual suburb that you're looking to buy or sell in to understand exactly what is happening in your area, and then take it a further level and have a look at the type of property that you're looking at, because houses do different things to units, to apartments, to townhouses, villa units. They all perform differently. So when we hear things in the media about, oh, prices are down, or it's not always necessarily applicable to every single suburb, every type of house in every suburb. So that's just something to keep in mind.
Yes, absolutely it is. Now, everyone's talking about the rental crisis, and I'm hearing that it's really tough for some people to secure a rental property. And I could imagine the amount of questions you'd be asked to see if you're able or eligible to rent a property. So what is the latest with the rental crisis in Melbourne?
We are hearing some pretty tough stories out there at the moment with people looking for rentals. And what I have noticed when we're looking to buy properties, sometimes the properties might be being sold by the owner of the property for their own circumstances. And so if it's been an investment property and someone's rented it, that person now is likely to have been given a notice to vacate and they need to find somewhere else to go. The challenge that they're finding at the moment is that there's not necessarily anywhere to go because there's so much competition that they're seeing. And I was talking to a real estate agent the other day, and he has a property that his client, who is the vendor, is looking to sell it, and they've given the notification to the renter. And she was in tears because she said, I've been looking for 10 months, there's just nothing else around, I haven't got anywhere to go. And so this is the challenge people are finding, that they're having to start looking at share accommodation. But even I've heard that just getting a room in a house can be $250, $300 a week type of scenario. So it really is starting to be a problem because, again, there's just not enough houses for rent at the moment for all of the people looking to find that type of accommodation. And that dovetails into what is going on with the entire real estate market at the moment.
It certainly is a concern. Now, the cost of ownership of an investment property, what are the recent increases that are affecting landlords, and how do the property investors handling this upticked of costs and of owning a property? It must be certainly pulling a lot of money out of your purse to be able to maintain even an investment property today.
It absolutely is, and this dovetails very neatly into why we are seeing a rental crisis at the moment, because the viability for many people right now to own an investment property and keep and service that investment property is just becoming untenable for them. It's no longer suiting their circumstances, and so many people are selling them, which is happening, meaning that renters are being asked to leave the properties, and properties being sold that were being rented out are being purchased by home buyers. So that's pulling stock out of the rental pool. And so the costs for anyone that does own an investment property at the moment have skyrocketed over the past probably 12 to 24 months. And that includes additional taxes. It feels like we wake up new day, new tax. Every single day. They're talking at the moment about taxing homeowners. I don't know if you've heard that.
No, I haven't. Oh, no. In what sense?
Well, there's not a lot of information about it at the moment, but the Allen government has come out and said that they're talking about taxing homeowners. So that is people that own their homes, not even investment properties. So other than the obvious issues with that, what we have in our community are many people that are asset rich and cash poor. So how are those folks expected to pay a tax on a house that they've lived in for many years? It's just, it's mind blowing. So that's from homeowners' perspective. That's not even for what they've been doing for people that have an investment property. So a lot of people that have an investment property, they're your regular mum and dad, they are paying off their own home, so they've got a mortgage on that home, and then for various reasons, often for helping with getting a tax break, they might buy another property because they can claim some of the expenses on the property for as a tax deduction, and that's how negative gearing came about. It's a way for you to own an asset and be able to get a tax break from the government. Now, the thing with a negatively geared property is that the expenses outweigh the income. You've probably heard of negative, positive and neutral geared property. So many, many people, when they're buying investment properties, particularly in main cities, will buy something that's negatively geared. It means that they've got to pull money out of their pocket and pop it onto that home every single month because they've got to pay mortgage expenses. Now, adding to this mix, we've had interest rates go up, and then land tax is a big one that's come through from the Victorian government that started on the 1st of January. Mm. We've got to have gas and electricity checks done every other year. Usually it's about $600 to start with. And then there's just been one thing after another. And many people that own a property are saying, I've had enough of it. I'm just going to sell up. Or they can't afford the land tax bills. I've seen and heard of ridiculous amounts of land tax increases, some $40,000 to $120,000, this kind of thing. That's annually to some people. And so they're selling up because they don't want to handle it anymore or they can't afford it anymore. Mm. And so those homes, which otherwise would have been rented, they're not all remaining in the rental pool. So it's this vicious circle that's starting to happen.
Yes, it is becoming very ridiculous, and especially if people are going to be taxed on their own home. I'd love to see what program they're going to implement on that one, and how they're going to portion it out. So this is
mind blowing.
Mind blowing. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and they're really trying to get their money back over the past few years that during that epidemic. Just ridiculous. Now you've also got a new program that's out on Facebook called New. Well, it's a new program for you. It's called Property Mama. How is that all going and the adventures in real estate?
I love sharing my Property Mama adventures, Vilma. I've been buying and selling real estate for almost three decades, and I have seen my fair share of shenanigans, let me tell you. So Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on your whatever your favourite social media channel is, mm-hmm. I share a new adventure about buying and selling real estate. And there's been a few, let me tell you. It doesn't matter if you're a buyer, a seller, an agent. Humans do funny things, and that's what I share.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it's on
every Wednesday at 1 o'clock across all of our socials. So Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, we're there to share the latest funny stories that go on.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's good, so people can get onto it and get to see the Property Mama in action. Now, also, too, there's you've got a property program, so, and how to educate people and get them started in property. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, my Get Started in Property program is a step-by-step mentoring program for anyone that's looking to learn what it is involved to buy real estate at a self-paced learning way. And so I've got 38 modules. We have 2 modules a month that you can learn at your own pace in those pockets of your time, and you will gain the confidence to understand what's involved, all those moving parts, all the due diligence that you need to do in order to buy a property. We've even put together scripts for you to speak to agents. So if you think you're going to sound like a bit of a silly billy on the phone speaking to a real estate agent, we've covered that off for you. So if anyone's looking to understand more about real estate and educate themselves and buy property, that's why my Get Started in Property program has been created.
And you can also follow Wendy if you wish to. All you need to do is go to www.followwendy.com. And now, if you're wanting to sort of get started in property mentoring, what's the email for that?
So if you send that to hello@getstartedinproperty.com.au, we'll receive that and we can have a chat.
Yes, absolutely. And also to the importance of a buyer's advocate, how important is that to make sure that all your documentations, everything that has to be checked off thoroughly, and also how do you hold the hand of your clients to make sure that they're getting a good deal?
Yes, I love working with our clients. We work with a lot of first home buyers as well, and they have just never purchased a property before. I say smart people just never done it before. We recently purchased a property off market for a first home buyer client. Mm-hmm. It means it wasn't advertised, and we were able to support him to buy an amazing property. We picked up some things that were indicated in the contract, and we got him a discount on the purchase as well.
Oh, wow.
And yes, because we are your independent voice and we work for you. I'm not sure if people realise when they go and look at a house that's for sale and the real estate agent is lovely, they're working for the seller. They're not working for you. Oh. We are, as your buyer's advocate, we are working with you. We're there to support you. So if you're out there looking for a property, please get in touch because I'd love to work with you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, look, Wendy, you've got another meeting to go to shortly, but I wanted to say thank you very much for your time this afternoon. And we'll also have to keep up to date with the land tax changes and how that might affect property owners. So we'll talk a little bit more about that next time. But you have a great afternoon and a great week. And thank you for your time. It's greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Vilma. Always fun.
Good on you. Have a great afternoon. Bye for now.
Bye.